بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one woman came to Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu and she said, Inni zanait, I committed zina, wa walad. As a result of that zina, adultery, a child was born. Wa qataltu waladi, I killed a child. Fahalli min tawbah. Now, will Allah Ta'ala forgive me for all these wrongs that I have done? Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, no. So this woman turned around and she started to say, what is going to happen? This beautiful face would be burnt in the fire of Jahannam. She was losing hope and she went away, she left. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, being the student that he was, he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he reported, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this woman came to me, this is what she said, this is the answer I gave. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upset. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بِئْسَ مَا قُلْتَ يَا أَبَا هُرَيْرَةَ. You gave a very, very bad reply, a very wrong reply. Didn't you read in the Quran al-Majid, Allah Ta'ala says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. That those people that call unto others besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those that commit zina, and those that kill unjustly. So their punishment will be very, very severe. But except for those that make tawbah, those that repent, those that believe, those that do righteous deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change their evil deeds into good deeds. So Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was very, very concerned that I gave the wrong answer. He went looking and looking and looking for this woman. And he didn't give in. He went and he worked very, very hard to find her because I gave the wrong answer. And then he found her and he said that I retract my former answer and this is the answer from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And immediately this woman falls into sajda and she praises and thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I praise and thank you that you made a way out for me. My beloved brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this avenue of tawbah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالْلَّيْلِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ النَّهَارِ وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ. A person commits sin in the day, Allah Ta'ala is waiting at night for him to come and seek forgiveness so he can forgive him. And the hadith says, a person is sinning at night, Allah Ta'ala is there in the day waiting for him, that this person can come to me and say, oh Allah, I have sinned, forgive me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely merciful. Ma lam yugharghir. As long as a person is not dying and the gurgling sound is coming from his throat, his ruh is coming out, till that point, Allah ta'ala accepts his forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive him. We mentioned this incident of Musa alayhi salam, where there was a drought and Allah ta'ala wasn't sending rain because of a sinful man. And then when Musa alayhi salam announced that that person that has sinned should leave, then nobody left but the rain came. And then Musa alayhi salam had a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, nobody left but the rain came. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that this person made tawbah in his heart while sitting there. He made tawbah and Allah ta'ala sent the rain. And then Musa alayhi salam wanted to know who it is. And Allah ta'ala said, when he was sinning, then I was sattar. I covered him. So now when he has made tawbah, how can I reveal him and expose him? So my beloved brothers, ulama are saying that the month of Ramadan is coming. This is a month to take from Allah Ta'ala. The 15th of Sha'ban is coming. This is a night also to gain forgiveness and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how from now, the first step, ulama say, is the tawbah. Tawbah, istighfar, excessive, abundant istighfar. Man lazim al-istighfar. There's so many benefits for istighfar. Ulama say, man lazim al-istighfar. That person that sticks and holds on to istighfar, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take him out of every difficulty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sustain him from avenues that he couldn't even imagine. Tawbah, glad tidings for that person who finds a lot of istighfar in his book of deeds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. There is a very, very important lesson here which we will conclude with. It's mentioned we should never reveal and expose the sins and faults of people. as this is a serious sin. As Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi, in his upbeat, in his autobiography, he writes that, he says two things. He says one thing he learned from his elders, and he is very, very cautious, and he also expresses that we should be cautious of. His one is, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't annoy them, don't hurt them, don't trouble them. So Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi was sitting in the class. After being encouraged by Hazrat Saharanpuri rahmatullah alayhi to teach one more year, because Maulana Yahya, the father of Maulana Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi, was a brilliant student. He studied the kitabs on his own, and he wrote such an examination that the examiner said that even, you know, researchers can't write like this. Very, very expert ulama can't write like this. Muhakkik ulama can't write like this. So he taught him again. So there was one student in the class, Hazrat Maulana Yahya rahmatullah alayhi, had to go. His mother called him for some work, he had to go home. So when he came back to the class, that student skipped a chapter, even though others were making a noise about it. So the occasion came again for him to leave. So Hazrat Maulana Yahya said, I don't want to go because I'm going to miss my lesson. So Maulana said, don't worry, whatever you miss, we'll cover it up. Incidentally, that same student was reading the lesson. So Maulana instructed him that read that chapter again. So after reading that chapter, in annoyance, the student said, is there anything else I must read and we need to cover up? So he said it in such a tone that he was showing his displeasure, and this displeasure was directly against the ustad, disrespectful. So Maulana Gangohi became upset at that time, and he said, go, you mad. And they say, in a few days' time, he became mad. In a few days' time, he became mad. So Maulana Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi says on this, he said, I always say, please don't annoy the pious. And he said, the second thing is, if you disgrace anybody for some sin that he committed, his own private life, one is something that is done openly and it's affecting others, it's a different thing, where you have to expose the person, so you caution people. One is a person is doing something privately, he's doing something wrong, and you disgrace him. He said, a person before dying will end up in the same sin. You'll end up doing the same wrong. Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah give us tawfiq to make tawbah, and Allah forgive us all our sins.